A federal case known as the House Settlement now allows universities to pay their student athletes directly. Each university athletic department can spend up to $20.5 million in direct payments to student athletes. After LSU rejected Tiger Rag, the Louisiana Illuminator, and WAFB-TV's Freedom of Information requests, a lawsuit was filed. LSU says the payments are protected under federal student privacy laws. Tiger Rag executive editor Todd Horn says the lawsuit speaks to a bigger issue. He says that with college athletics moving to a professional sports model, it's conflicting with current state laws.
That's why Congress is constantly meeting, trying to establish what the rules and laws are that are going to control and govern college sports in this new hybrid professional model.
Tiger Rag is owned by Kingfish Communications, which also owns Louisiana Radio Network. Under a proposed bill by Monroe Senator Jay Morris, the governor would have the power to suspend a judge or DA for up to 6 months, then the Senate could vote to remove that person. As an example of why the law is needed, Morris cited the murder of tourist Jacob Carter in the French Quarter by a teenager whose ankle monitoring contract expired without the judge or DA realizing it. Jesse Manley with Courtwatch NOLA says Morris's bill is an unnecessary step in holding judges accountable.
We have a Louisiana Judiciary Commission where you can file a complaint against a judge for what you believe to be misconduct.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.